John chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Yahshua knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judah Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Yahshua, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from Yahweh and went to Yahweh, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girds himself. After that he pours water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he comes to Simon Peter, and Peter says to him, "Master, do you wash my feet?" Yahshua answered and said to him, "What I do you do not know now, but you shall know hereafter." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Yahshua answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Yahshua said to him, "He that is washed needs not except to wash his feet, but is all clean, and you are clean, but not all." For he knew who should betray him, therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and master, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your master and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his master, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy you are if you do them. I do not speak of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Truly I say to you, he that receives whomsoever I send receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me." When Yahshua had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Truly I say to you that one of you shall betray me." And then the disciples looked on one another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning upon Yahshua's bosom one of his disciples whom Yahshua loved, and Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Yahshua's breast, said to him, "Master, who is it?" Yahshua answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Yahshua to him, "That you do, do quickly." No man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this to him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Yahshua had said to him, "Buy those things that we have need of against the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Yahshua said, "Now is the Son of Man esteemed, and Yahweh is esteemed in him. If Yahweh be glorified in him, Yahweh shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot go. So now I say to you, a new commandment do I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where do you go?" Yahshua answered him, "Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards." Peter said to him, "Master, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Yahshua answered him, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Truly, truly, I say to you, the cock shall not crow till you have denied me thrice." End of chapter.